Introduction. Amos came early on the timeline of the minor prophets, but spoke just a few decades before the fall of the northern kingdom of Israel to Assyria. The message God gave to this faithful farmer to share to the heights of power was fierce, to be sure, but two things were always in view: how much God hates sin and its effects in our lives, as well as how much God loves us and calls us to right living filled with His blessing, mercy, and provision in Christ today. Amos can feel like a furnace at times. God speaks in a very direct way to corrupt authorities who had perverted justice and welcomed immorality into religious life to the point that people were getting hurt and culture was rotten to the core. The warnings of God are strong here, and no one seemed to listen or care. Amos speaks to our own culture today with the warnings of corruption, but also with the promise of life and peace if we will only follow the Lord and His wisdom. This study is drawn from the chapter in the book, The 12, that is devoted to Amos, with new content added. Each week will include Bible reading in Amos, and then in the study you have here. Some weeks are more Bible reading than study, and some are more study than Bible reading. We'll try to balance that out so there's no overload. Make sure you read the selected chapters in Amos before the study so that it all makes sense. A key feature of this study is our No Wrong Answers discussion questions. You do not need to have prior knowledge of the minor prophets to journey with them in our studies. These 12 books are among the least known books of the Bible for many Christians. No worries. We will focus on the most important thing: what God is saying to us today through these awesome prophets. So read through and jot down your thoughts if you'd like, but come to your group ready to talk about and discuss how Amos's message speaks to you today. The study is broken up into sections so that discussion can happen all during your group time and not just at the end. This is an easy way to come close to the minor prophets and hear God's voice in them as followers of Christ. Group leaders can facilitate discussion, but no prep is required for this study. As you spend time with Amos in this study, be sure and listen for the love of God in the words of warning he gives. If he didn't care, he wouldn't say anything. But he does care deeply for you and me, and calls us to lives of abundance in Christ today. The furnace is necessary to produce a lasting vessel ready for every good work. I hope you enjoy Amos and let the purifying work of the Spirit refresh and renew you during this time.